this is Rick Kaselj from ExercisesForInjuries.com. Today, I have another interview for you, and we're going to talk about medical referrals. And I have a fitness professional on the line that, you know, has a strong background when it comes to building relationships and getting medical referrals. So, Mike, I'll get you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing great, Mike. If you can maybe give a little bit of a background, you know, on who you are and kind of what you do.
Okay, great. My name is Mike Sorrell. I've been a fitness professional for close to 12 years now. I have my bachelor's and master's degree in kinesiology, exercise physiology is my specialization. I was an instructor at Cal State Northridge where I graduated. Let's see here. I was the 2006 NSCA Personal Trainer of the Year. I recently gotten an award from Channel 7 as a Jefferson Award recipient, which is a great honor for me as far as giving back to the community. And I own a fitness studio here in Whittier, California. We have approximately close to 300 private clients and boot campers combined. And that's it. We work very closely with the medical community, and that's something that I definitely want to chat with Rick about and help as many fitness professionals out there as much as possible.
Awesome. So then how did you kind of get into this post-rehab, medical fitness, medical referral side of things?
Well, during graduate school and undergraduate, I did a lot of community service, going out in the community and working with senior citizens. That was really kind of a passion of mine, working with senior citizens and volunteering at different facilities like post-rehab, you know, physical therapy clinics and so forth. So right off the bat, when I was going to school, I really got a lot of information, a lot of knowledge firsthand in working with that type of population. And so learned a lot of things, and again, I did my schooling and so forth. So when I graduated, I really wanted to focus on that population as much as I could right off the bat because I had a lot of knowledge to it. So what I did was I really started doing a lot of community service, going out at medical facilities and actually doing seminars for them. And so that's really how I first built a great relationship with the medical community, with hospitals, medical facilities. I was doing fitness seminars for them, for their patients. And I'm not talking about like a fitness class or aerobics class or a boot camp or anything like that. It was mostly from the educational standpoint as far as doing seminars and how exercise fits into the whole realm of wellness and staying fit and healthy.
Okay. And, I mean, these are like general classes you were doing. It wasn't like you were teaching them the physiology when it relates to diabetes. It was just like, you know, how to incorporate activity in your life, things to consider when you're doing cardiovascular fitness, these kind of things. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had three or four different types of classes. One was just what you just mentioned, just general fitness, how individuals can incorporate exercise into their, you know, busy lifestyle, how much they should do, what exercises they should focus on. A lot of the misconceptions out there I was going over, but some of my classes as well really just focus on like the diabetic patients. There was a diabetes education department in one of the medical facilities I used to do seminars for, and I was really the exercise portion of it as far as exercise knowledge. And so how exercise really helped with type 2 diabetes and how it can be preventive, how we can actually, improve your sugar levels and all that good stuff. And so those were really what really built my relationship with the med community, just really stamping the fact that I was a very credible source of information.
Okay. And it was just pretty much you going out there and kind of approaching them, letting them know that, you know, you can help them out if they're looking for anyone to provide education to their patients or clients. You can help them out.
Well, what I did was I actually put together kind of like a media packet of what services I offered, what programs I've done, what, you know, my certifications, my degrees, the individuals that I work with, what kind of exercise I could give them. You know, basically just almost like a, you know, your bio on a folder, but more detailed, just really showing these individuals that you are credible to help. And I went around and really just presented myself at different facilities, medical facilities in my area. You know, you don't need to go to too many of them, but all you need to do is just get in contact with one individual that can help you. Get, you know, in that right direction, and next thing you know, I mean, you will honestly get some get some feedback and get people to start contacting you on how you can help them.
Okay. And then, what do you see as, you know, the opportunity for fitness professionals when it relates to, you know, working with the medical community or getting medical referrals? Times, you know, fitness professionals kind of, avoid, you know, working with people with injuries or have, you know, chronic medical conditions. And, I mean, why do you think it's a good idea for, you know, fitness professionals to have a better understanding of working with this type of population, you know, when it comes to their, yeah.
Good question. Well, as you probably know, there's hardly any time when a potential client works, you know, walks in a fitness studio that doesn't have any problems. I mean, that's always the case in some level, whether they're teenagers or you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60-year-olds, there's always something wrong with them in some level. And so you have to really educate yourself, whether that's through seminars and classes. Some of the products that you offer out there, Rick, are great. You have to educate yourself. And really just building your credibility in your community, knowing that you can work with these individuals, because a majority of potential clients will have something wrong with them at some level. And so the best way to market your service is really provide them with awesome service and also awesome results. But if you don't know what you're doing, you haven't educated yourself, so you just limited yourself and your business from potentially growing. I would say about 35% of our clientele base are all in a medical referral field. Now, whether it's from registered dietitian, we have doctors that come in the studio and say, "Hey, Mike, listen, I ran out of flyers in my office. Can you give me some more?" I mean, we have doctors coming in getting flyers from us. Build that relationship to them, so they constantly refer patients to us. And so, you don't want to limit yourself with just a specific type of population, which is, okay, you know, I'm only going to work with healthy individuals and you know, or athletes or so forth. Ultimately, there's a majority of people that are coming to your facility will have something wrong with them, so you need to know what to do. And knowing and thinking you know what to do is totally different, as you and I both know, Rick. I mean, we have a, you know, unfortunately, there's trainers in my community that say, oh, you know, I work with these people, these type of individuals, and then, you know, I read their bio, and they have no background whatsoever in working with those people. So those individuals are not going to improve. And guess what? They're not going to constantly refer you patients, and they're going to tell their doctor, hey, listen, I'm not improving. So do you ever think that the doctor is going to refer you any more patients? Their patients, no. So it comes back around full circle.
Very true. Very true. And then, looking, you know, we were talking about, you know, your studio right now, and you have like personal training and boot camps. And how do kind of medical referrals fit into your business? And like, kind of how do they funnel into your boot camps, and you know, personal training or you know, small group training? Or do you have?
Well, basically, when someone walks in here and they're referred by the doctor or a registered dietitian or someone in the medical community, I'm the one that speaks to them first and gets to, you know, gets a lot of the information, the health and medical questionnaires, and just really talking to them. And I analyze what the best program for them will be. Whether if I feel like, hey, you know what, you just finished physical therapy, been actually improving, and then so forth. Then, if they want to move forward with a beginner's boot camp, I will let them do that. But if I feel that they're not ready for that and they need more one-on-one training or even a small group training, that's something that I get them to do in terms of that's my opinion on how they should move forward. And most of the time, so they're basically doing what I you know, what I feel is best for them.
Okay.
And so you get a client, you feel like, okay, this individual needs more one-on-one attention, or at least, you know, small group attention because he or she needs more work, so forth, and that's the type of program that you provide for them. If you feel like this individual has moved forward and has, you know, progressively improved from the injuries that they've had, that they can handle a beginner's boot camp class, that's what I tell them. So I'm always going to be very honest with these individuals. I mean, with all of our clients, but especially with these individuals that have had, you know, previous injuries and are rehabbing or moving from them.
Okay. And then looking at, you know, you were kind of talking about trainers in your area, but what would be kind of, what do you think are some common mistakes that fitness professionals make when trying to connect and contact with medical referrals? And you kind of mentioned a variety of disciplines. I mean, you said the registered dietitian, you know, the medical doctor. So, you know, maybe some mistakes that fitness professionals make in connecting with a variety of medical providers.
First and foremost things is you cannot just go to a medical facility and want to talk to the doctor. I mean, doctors have, you know, see up to 50, 60 patients an hour. They're not going to have time for you. So there's other ways on how to build or connect your relationship with them. First and foremost is really connecting with your own client, because why? Each one of them have, you know, they have a doctor, right? And so if you take care of your current clients, learn who their doctors are, where they are, and really establish that relationship with them. So next time they do go to the doctor for a physical or you know, or a virus or a cold or whatever, then you can have that integration as far as getting them in the door with that doctor. And so, really just establishing yourself with your current clients and really providing them with the best results possible is really one of the best ways on how to, you know, build that relationship with the medical community. It's never, hardly ever the case where you're going to go into a hospital and say, hey, I'm the best trainer in the community. Take me. Let me have some referrals from you. That's not going to happen.
But why not?
Hey, you know what? If you're that good and that confident, which a lot of trainers are, and, you know, go ahead and try it. But at the same time, like I said, you know, if the doctor has a bad taste in their mouth because you're trying to talk to them on a daily basis and they're busy and they don't want to talk to you, you've just ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And so there's really a systematic way to do it. I mean, you know, first and foremost as well is you want to have the background and the knowledge to be able to help them. You know, if you have no certifications and no degrees and you think you know, you got your certification from a weekend class and you think that the doctor is going to refer you patients, that's highly, highly unlikely. So you want to first really establish yourself, you know, through your knowledge as far as, you know, seminars and webinars or whatever you want to do, certifications and classes and so forth. You want to be ready when the time comes, when a doctor does refer patients to you.
Very true. Very true. And so then we kind of talked about some mistakes. Now, what are some recommendations that you recommend when it comes to, like, a fitness professional trying to approach the medical community?
Well, one is giving back to the community. You know, doing different forms of, you know, seminars, different forms of community services, whether, you know, one of the things I tell a lot of trainers that I talk to and they ask me this question is one of the best things is each year, one of the biggest hospitals in each community, they'll hold like a health fair. And so you want to establish yourself and really try to get into those kind of health fairs by volunteering. Whether, you know, it might not be because of your fitness studio or your business, it's just getting your foot in the door with the medical community. And so we're really looking for that, establishing a relationship with registered dietitians and health educators is also a great thing. You want to ask around from your clients if they know individuals who work in the medical community because sometimes it's really who you know how you're going to get in the door. And so, again, ask your clients who their doctors are. Try to establish a relationship with that doctor. And, you know, another thing that I forgot to mention earlier is one of the things that you should not feel that every doctor should be working with you. No. I mean, I honestly only work with about 4 or 5 doctors very closely. The rest of them, whether they never heard of me or don't want any part of me or do not want to refer patients to us, that's fine because it doesn't hurt my feelings. How I look at it is really just they're doing their patients an injustice, really. So working with, you know, with a few doctors other than many, to me, it's a better bet in establishing more of a great relationship with the medical community. And so it's really just establishing yourself as an expert in your community, but also working your way in the medical community by establishing relationships with the other forms of, like the registered dietitians, health educators, and so forth. So it's not technically just the doctor.
Okay. And then what are some other, you know, disciplines that you suggest that fitness professionals try to build relationships with when it comes to the medical community?
Physical therapists are great. Acupuncturists, you know, we've just been establishing some forms of, some relationship with them. Some chiropractors. You know, I would really do my research as, you know, which ones in your community, the ones that are really good. But but I work very closely with a lot of physical therapists as well. And so that would probably be one of the main ones that I would really focus on.
Okay. And then you mentioned that it's kind of difficult to get to the doctor, and you suggested that people, you know, do what they can to kind of participate with the hospital fair, health fair. Are there any other kind of tips and tricks that you have on how to kind of connect or, you know, get in touch with that doctor?
Well, I think I mentioned it earlier, but probably the best thing is really just creating some kind of media page, some kind of media info, bio information, and giving it to your clients. For them to give to their own doctor. Basically, just, you know, so your client is going to be your best man. And so your client walks to the doctor's office and say, listen, last time my blood pressure was this and this, now it's this and this, my sugar level was at this level, now it's this, I've lost 25 pounds, I feel great, it's because of my trainer, Mike. Well, guess what? The doctor's going to say, hey, okay, you know what? Let's see what this mic is all about. Well, here comes this folder that your client is giving to them from you to give them more information about your services and so forth. So that probably would be like the easiest and best way to get in with that doctor. And guess what? If you have 25 clients, guess what? Most of the time, they're probably going to have each a different doctor. So there's a potential for 25 doctors you can work with.
Okay, that's true. Connecting with one oftentimes leads to others, and your client can be the best, your best connection to the doctor or the medical community. Now, any kind of, you know, last minute, you know, kind of coming to the end of the interview, do you have any, you know, last minute suggestions or tips to kind of give to fitness professionals?
You know, I'm a huge advocate of giving back to the community. I've really, really established my fitness studio in our community as that fitness studio that loves giving back to the community. You know, we have tons of clients. We have tons of relationships with the medical community. We have tons of really awesome relationships with the businesses around in our community. And our studio is growing by the year. I mean, you know, two years ago, we just moved into a 3,900 square foot facility, and previously we were at 1,200 square feet. And so we've like quadrupled our clientele base in the past 2 years, because of what we do for our community. We give back a lot. We have awesome relationships with different companies, like I said. And so I think that's the number one thing my message to fitness professionals out there is you need to do more. And I'm not talking about, you know, giving free sessions. It's that's not really giving back. I mean, you know, you got to think outside the box, whether you're going to have food drives, toy drives for schools. You know, we just had a food drive for Thanksgiving for a local food pantry. And we had close to 2,000 canned foods that were donated by our clients and people from the community. I mean, it was crazy. And so those are things like that. You know, we're having an event next month that we're going to raise more than 10,000 food cans for a food pantry in Whittier. And so we're establishing ourselves even more. And in turn, all that giving back really comes back to is word gets around. You want to be the only fitness studio in your community that does stuff like that. And so that's probably, you know, I'm sure that's one of the main reasons why I work closely with the medical community and the hospitals, because they know what we do in and out of our studio for our community.
Okay, very cool. Okay, I mean, we're kind of at the end of the interview. Where can people get, you know, more information about you, more information about your facility?
Well, we have our studio website, and it's michaelsorrellfitness.com. And so I know you mentioned to me that you can just put a link on the on your webpage of our website, so that's fine. MichaelSorrellFitness.com. There's always a contact info page on there. If you email me and let me know how I can help you, give advice and so forth, I'll be more than happy to do that.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time, Mike.
No problem, Rick. I really appreciate your time and looking forward to different interviews in the future, and hopefully we'll be able to help out tons of fitness professionals out there with their business, but also improving their knowledge in the lives of many more people in the community.
Definitely. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Exercises for Injuries, blog listeners and readers and viewers. I hope this interview helped you out when it comes to getting medical referrals, kind of avoiding, common mistakes when it relates to medical referrals, different type of key medical professionals in order to contact, in order to get medical referrals, the importance of having a media package, importance of getting in front of people and presenting, and how that's a valuable tool. So this is Rick Aselge from ExercisesForInjuries.com. Thanking you very much for joining me on this interview. We will talk to you very soon on another interview or on the blog or through one of my emails. So this is Rick Aselge saying take care and bye-bye.